Biographical sketch.
Someone once said that ideas can be life-changing, and that all you need to open the door is just one good idea. In the case of Walt Disney, that good idea was a mouse, a creature that lived inside his imagination. For Disney, this mouse couldn't have appeared at a better time. He needed a new character to star for his financially struggling animation studio. Disney started sketching a mouse with red pants, showed the picture to his wife, and announced that the mouse's name would be Mortimer. She replied that Mortimer didn't sound quite right. Instead, she suggested the now famous name Mickey, Mickey Mouse. Walt Disney was born in Chicago in 1901, and in high school, he drew cartoons for the school newspaper and attended night classes at the Chicago Art Institute. He dropped out of high school to join the army and drove an ambulance in France for a year. Disney eventually moved to Kansas City, and his early interest in drawing developed into a fascination with animation. There, he set up his own studio but couldn't make a profit. So he decided to move to Hollywood in California, the home of the movie industry. He opened a small studio with his brother Roy, and in 1928, introduced Mickey Mouse to the world in the short black-and-white animated film with sound, Steamboat Willie. Interestingly, Walt himself did the voice of Mickey Mouse for 19 years. Mickey Mouse was an immediate sensation and in time became the world's most popular cartoon character. In 1935, Disney added color, and the sidekicks of Mickey, like Pluto, Donald Duck, and Goofy began to star in separate cartoons. Disney then decided to do something never before done, create a full-length animated movie, which he entitled Snow White. Disney spent years making it, nearly went bankrupt, and many insiders predicted that it would be a flop. On the contrary, Snow White was the most profitable film in 1938, and soon would be followed by such classics as Fantasia, Bambi, and many more. Disney still had new trails to blaze. In 1950, he branched out from animation and began on non-animated films, the first being the classic Treasure Island. He also moved into the developing field of television, and in 1955, Disney held the grand opening of Disneyland in California. Subsequently, Disney theme parks opened in Florida, Japan, France, and Hong Kong. Years ago, Disney had started with just a drawing of a mouse in red pants. But today, Walt Disney Productions is the largest media and entertainment company in the world.